Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. We got an outstanding show lined up for you straight ahead because we got Bob Blies back in the building, ladies and gentlemen, so to speak. Bob is a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. In fact, later this year, we'll celebrate his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Bob is one of our top online experts, the author of Foolproof Marketing, and he's our good friend, Bob Blies. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back, Bob, as always. So what's going on out there in the online world?
Well, the big thing, the next big thing, or maybe the current big thing, is online video. Online video has exploded, and test after test proves that video can increase conversion rates and response on landing pages and websites. And so,
right.
Oddly, the vast majority of online marketers, not you, but the vast majority of online marketers have no video, and so they're really behind the curve.
All right, so talk to us about that a little bit, because, as you know, I'm a true believer because we've got video on our regular site. We've got it on our mobile site. It works like a charm on the mobile site. But when you say online video, are you talking about YouTube?
You can post it on YouTube, but no, I'm talking about on your website or your landing page having a window or screen where you click and the video plays. Now, you can use YouTube, but there are other tubes. There are many other tools for posting video online.
So you're talking about somebody shows up on your website.
Yep.
And one of the options, one of the offerings that you provide them on your homepage is access to a little video. Could be 30 seconds long, could be 3 minutes long.
Well, that's one way to do it. The other way is to replace your landing page with a complete video presentation. In other words, to convert the text there to video, and when people click on it, they hear an audio of someone reading it, literally reading it, and then in the screen they either see the words in PowerPoint or they see some diagrams or photos or whatever you want to show.
Isn't that a little bit dangerous? What if that's not what I want? What if I want something else?
That's the number one objection people have when I suggest it. But the fact is, test after test shows that today. And this may be a temporary trend. Video sales letters are outperforming printed sales letters. However,
I believe in video as one of the tools that's really emerging. I'm glad we're talking about this. I'm probably going to push back a little bit on the idea of when you open my website, all you get is a video option.
Well, I wouldn't do that on my main website, and I don't. But for example, I have landing pages that sell some of my information products, my ebook,
right,
my reports.
Now that makes a lot of sense because that's almost a singular purpose. If I request that page, then I'm actually looking for that one thing probably.
Right. Now you don't have to convert the whole page to video. You can do what you suggested, which is to have a normal page and then post a 1 to 3 minute video. And I do that a lot as well. I do both.
Right.
Of them.
Right.
And both of them.
What
work.
About hey Bob? What about this idea? What about saying, giving people the option? What about saying, congratulations, you've reached the site where you can find all these things. You can list them. Would you like to read about them? Listen to them? Or would you like to see a video on these topics? How about giving people a choice? People like to learn differently, don't they?
Yes. I guess you could do that. The drawback is that in direct marketing, which is what internet marketing is, direct marketing, the more choices you give the consumer, the lower your response rates. Choices require decision, and people have a hard time making decisions. So you sort of have what you suggested with videos that require a click on them. That way you can either read or listen to the video rather
so
than
you're,
those.
You're saying the research shows that when you give visitors a choice, response rate goes down.
Yes, instead of saying sign up and get this free report, if you say sign up and you can have either free report A, B, or C, that will usually depress response.
Right. What you're saying is people are lazy.
People have a hard time making a decision. And a decision deferred.
I completely agree with your video idea. One of the things that you were talking about, you know, I mentioned something about YouTube. YouTube, sites like YouTube, you know, we talked about posting it on YouTube. The good news, and this is where a lot of people get hung up, use sites like YouTube not only to post your videos there, which is a good idea, but use them to host your videos, right?
You can. There are other hosting services, and there are some problems with hosting on YouTube, because when the videos is played out, it goes to something else you don't want the viewer to see, versus there are services that will just go back to the original video and let you play
it again. That's the reason why we quit using YouTube and started using Vimeo.
Vimeo, we use Vidler.
Yeah.
Is there another one? I'm glad we're naming these sites.
Bob's right, folks. YouTube will host your site, your video, but they'll also muddle your video up with other people's videos. But Vimeo won't do that, and it'll allow you to build your own little site there on Vimeo. And I guess I'm assuming Vidler does the same thing.
It does the exact same thing.
Yeah. So folks, this is a little bit of the technical part about getting video up on your website. And Bob, in the next segment, I'd like to talk about, you know, how to produce them, what they should look like, you know, how
great
long should they be, that kind of thing, right?
Yes, great. Let's do that.
So now, give us your website before we go.
The one to look at today is Add Video to Your Site, the number 2, addvideotoyoursite.com. That's my new site all about video.
Add Video to Your Site, and then 2 is the number 2.
The number 2
Add Video to Your Site.com.
Yes.
Is that right? All right. And when they open that up, is it going to open up as a video like you were talking about?
There will be text and a video, so they can see an example
Go check that out if for no other reason than to see what he's talking about. And we're going to be back after these messages. We're going to help you design your own video, your own online video. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.